As Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 3 o'clock agenda item and it's meeting to consider matters related to code enforcement, of which we have several agendized action items. So if it's all right with you two, let's just take them in the order that they're on the agenda. Will that work?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
I'm sorry.
We'll just start. I'll just read off the agenda item, then you can go. Consideration of certificate of noncompliance on the property located at 16990 Star Road, parcel number R20632500.
Okay. Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Jason Hackney, Code Enforcement Officer of Canyon County, and I'm here for consideration for the certificate of noncompliance for 16990 Star Road, Camp Idaho. This is a case of violations were zoning for a prohibited business and a public nuisance of too many tires on the property. The case was opened April 29th, 2025. The first inspection was done the next day, April 30th, 2025, and the violations were confirmed. On May 1st, 2025, a notice of violation and cease and desist was sent. On May 9th, 2025, the property owner called the code office and referred to planning. On May 14th, 2025, planning and zoning advised that the property owner was going to apply for a conditional use permit for a staging area and contractor shop. He was sent the appropriate applications. Next, contact July 16th, 2025, a site check was done. The violations remained. The business continued to operate with no new activity with planning. September 11th, 2025, an email from planning was sent to code enforcement and the property owner's attorney advising that their pre-application meeting case was closed and that all information that the property owner had requested had been forwarded to him via his attorney. On September 17th, 2025, my supervisor inspected the property and the violations were observed to be continuing to be in violation. November 19, 2025, I received an email from planning that there had been no contact with the property owner since September 17, 2025. On November 20th, 2025, I conducted a site check. The violations remained. Signage was still present, and there was an active activity on social media sites. That time, I requested a notice of intent to record a certificate of noncompliance. On December 4th, 2025, I returned a phone call to the property owner. We discussed his case. And he, at that time, he told me that he had not received any documents from his attorney regarding everything that had been sent from planning. I directed him to contact our clerical staff and planning, and those documents were subsequently sent to him. He received that information. On January 5th, 2026, I received an email from the property owner, and he told me that he was moving forward with his plan to become a full-time mobile mechanic. I responded to the property that day and observed the business was still in operation, and he showed me some things he was doing to put together a trailer to facilitate that business. He told me that he needed a total of 60 more days from that date to complete the transition to full mobile shop. I advised him the consequences of not meeting those deadlines, and we discussed a certificate of noncompliance. On March 10th, I received an email of 2026. I received an email from the property owner advising he was continuing to make progress. However, he would not be making that 60-day deadline. I responded to the site and observed an open business with signage present and active social media. I requested a certificate of noncompliance for the submittal. And on March 26th, I went and did a site check. Violations remained. Photos were added. I went by this morning, and it's still active, and all the doors are open. Business. So with that being said, it's an 11-month-long case, so I'm requesting that certificate.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I would be in favor of applying the certificate of noncompliance. He had a cease and desist that's coming up on a year, and with a code enforcement officer who has done a good job being diligent in his efforts to bring this into compliance, I'm not sure that there's going to be some, I guess, things he has to follow through on with a conditional or comprehensive plan map amendment if he wants to do that. And so given that he does not appear to be interested in doing that and he's not following our code enforcement, I'm very in favor of putting this notice of noncompliant on there.
Item two, further discussion?
Chairman, I move that the board issues a certificate of noncompliance for a zoning ordinance violation for the property of Seth and Emmett Kate located at 16990 Star Road, parcel number R20632500, as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next action item will be consider a certificate of noncompliance for property located at 13676 Lake Avenue, Nampa, parcel number R33025010.
Sir, the violations for that property were public nuisance, non-operative vehicles, trash, junk, and debris. And that case was opened on May 13, 2025, and a notice of violation was sent. On May 20th, 2025, the property owner, male half, came into the code office and disputed the violations. He acknowledged the fact that his son was living in an RV on the property and he had more than 40 vehicles on the property. I'm sorry, just for a little correction's sake, the violation should also include a zoning violation for an occupied RV.
Okay.
That was my fault for missing that in my notes.
Okay.
And so, on June 30th, 2025, the previous officer met with the property owner, male half, on site. They discussed abatement and the officer observed minimal progress. On July 10, 2025, a site check was done with no change. August 6th, 2025, the case was suspended due to lack of staffing. On October 23rd, 2025, I took over the case and conducted a site check. The site showed no change, violations remained. Numerous vehicles, trash, junk, and miscellaneous items were present. On October 29, 2025, a final notice of violation was sent. On October 31st, I received an email from the property owner, male half, requesting a meeting. We agreed to meet at the code enforcement office on November 7th, 2025. On November 7th, he was a no-show. On November 13, 2025, a site check with no change. That time I requested an intent to record a certificate of noncompliance. On December 4th, 2025, we returned a phone call to the property owner, female half, and we talked about our case with no definitive plan being made. On December 16th, 2025, my supervisor exchanged emails with the property owner, male half, and extension of time was granted to March 1st, 2026. On March 2nd, an agent of the property owner came into the office to facilitate a plan for abatement. I conducted a site check on March 6, 2026, which showed the property was unchanged. On the 10th of March, 2026, I called that agent, and he was a friend or associate of theirs through their church. And his plan was basically a start from scratch plan. And I explained to him that too much time had passed for that sort of a start. And I let him know that I was going to proceed forward with my certificate of noncompliance, although I did encourage him to help the family get the property cleaned up and explain the process to him of what they would need to do to have the certificate removed. I then requested that certificate of noncompliance. On March 24, 2026, I received an email from the property owner, the male half, requesting another meeting. I offered March 31st, 2026, and he never replied back if he wanted to do that meeting or not. Then on March 24th, I received an email from the property owners advising of significant improvement in the cleaning up of the property. On March 26th, I went to the site and the violations remained. There was no changes. So with that being said, that's why I'm here today to request the certificate of noncompliance. And as of today, the violations remain as well.
Chairman, I'm in favor of issuing the certificate of noncompliance for the reasons that Officer Hackney has put on the record. And that would be my motion that we have them issue that for property located at 13676 Lake Avenue in Nampa on parcel number R33025010.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, Very good. Next action item is to consider a release of certificate of non-compliance for property located at Zero Lean. So how do you pronounce that?
Lee Lane,
Parma, parcel number 39481503.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In regards to the aforementioned property, we're requesting the release of certificate of non-compliance be signed today. The property has met all standards. There's no current violations on the property. The board's been provided current photographs. Property's currently for sale. All violations have been removed.
Wow.
It looks great. And Chairman, Officer Arthur, was this voluntary compliance or an abatement?
It was both, ma'am. There was an abatement approximately 18 months ago where Officer Phillips and myself were there.
Okay.
Everything that was abatable other than occupied RVs. But with the lien that was associated with that abatement, I don't think the property owner was interested in maintaining ownership of that property.
Gotcha.
So they listed it for sale, and due to the sale being encouraged, they went ahead and vacated to satisfy the needs of the buyer.
Awesome. Okay. And this is great work on, again, whether it's you or Officer Hackney, thank you. This is a great cleanup effort. It was pretty bad. So, Chairman, with the photos of compliance, I'm in favor of releasing the certificate of non-compliance. That's my motion on property located at Zero Lee Lane in Parma, Idaho, on parcel number R39481503, as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next item is a action item to consider release of lien for property located at 16947 Linden Street, Caldwell, parcel R355595.
Yes, Canyon County Code Enforcement is requesting the release of the certificate of non-compliance at the aforementioned property. The sum of $1,569.28 has been received, and no further violations remain.
Yeah. Chairman, I'm in favor of this, and the system is working in this instance the way it should, whether it was the last property and the sale where we get reimbursed or this property. Thank you again for your work. I move that we release the notice of lien because the debt has been satisfied on the abatement costs for property located at 16947 West Linden Street in Caldwell on parcel number R35595 as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, and the last action item is to consider release of certificate of non-compliance for property located at 22959 Pat Goat Lane, Caldwell, parcel 35920111.
Thank you. We're requesting release of certificate of non-compliance at the aforementioned property. All violations have been corrected. Non-permitted structures have been removed. And the assistant building official performed an on-site visit, confirmed all structures have been removed from the parcel. The board's been provided with before and after photographs, so there are no further violations to warrant the certificate of non-compliance to remain on the property.
Chairman, this is a great win for the county and the property owner. This could be life and safety issues with the way that that structure was on there. I move that we release the certificate of non-compliance on property located at 22959 Pack Goat Lane, now Zero Pack Goat Lane, on parcel number R35992011 as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Do we have any other general business that we need to conduct?
Chairman.
Commissioner, we don't have anything else to present.
We did receive, and I don't know if we can bring this up where it's not agendized. I can talk with Officer Arthur. I had a constituent contact me wanting to know if there was information, I guess, on Middleton property, which would be my district. And so can we talk about that, or can I ask, or do you want to wait?
Just in general terms.
Okay, I don't, maybe I don't have a general term on this, so I'll get with Officer Arthur and ask if he's investigated the property.
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
It'd probably be best.
Yeah.
All right.
Chairman, I move we adjourn.
All right.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.